Welcome to a Halloween edition of Local Artist Showcase. If you're just joining us, my name is Izzy Hughes. I am your host. And for the next hour, we are only playing spooky songs and telling spooky stories about local lore and scary hauntings that have happened here in Western North Carolina. This is a show, I've mentioned this a couple times, this is a show that I used to do with Steve DeRose, and the first Halloween that we did Local Artist Showcase together, we went all out for the show. Him and I came with some stories prepared of local lore that we knew about and talked about it on the show. We got a ton of submissions of songs, some of which I have included in today's show. There's a couple of new ones that were sent in as well. And also, we spent the entire time just laughing and sharing these stories. So we did this in 2023, and then last year we got such a great response from it, and we had so much fun doing it. We were going to do it again last year, but with Helene, we were still dealing with kind of the craziness. Things hadn't settled down quite yet from that. And on top of that, Steve had just gotten his diagnosis. And of course, we didn't know it yet, but was a couple weeks from passing away ultimately. So things were really nuts around Halloween last year. And one of my biggest regrets is I didn't just rally and put the show together and do it with him, because we loved doing it the year before. But, of course, in the way that life works, you kind of always think you're going to have more time. So weren't able to do it last year to the extent that we wanted to. So I made it my mission this year that no matter what, I was going to put together this show. So I have a ton of local lore to tell you about throughout the show. I don't want to spend too much time here at the top of the hour, so I want to make sure I get to everything. I also have some spooky songs that have been sent in over the past couple of years. And I even have a new one to add to today's show that I'm going to play here actually at the very top of the show. But first of all, I don't want to get any further without my housekeeping items. I want to thank our sponsors: Ocklawaha Brewing Company, Octopus Garden Smoke Shops, The Purple Onion in Saluda, Flat Rock Cinema, home of the Magnolia Concert Series, and J&M Farms. If you are an artist or a venue, send me an email at 1600@wtzq.com. Venues, send me your live music schedule. Artists, do the same thing. Make sure you also include MP3 or WAV files of the music you want me to consider. And if you have a particularly exciting thing coming up, like a single release or an album release, let me know about that too in the body of the email. What else am I missing? Make sure you tune in every Friday at 5 for Local Artist Showcase, or when the show re-airs every Saturday at noon. You can also stream the show throughout the week by visiting WTZQ.com. So, like I said, I've got a lot of local lore that I'm going to tell you about, but I'm excited for this first song. This is the new song that I have for you for today's show. And this was sent in by Gary Pitolo. And what's exciting about this one is he actually has a firsthand account that he has shared with me having to do with this song as well. So the song I'm getting ready to play for you is one he wrote. It's called Bump in the Night. And I'm going to just read straight from his email here. He says, it's based on something that happened to me and my cousin Steve years ago when I lived at the end of Wren Drive, just about 100 yards from your station. We had a small farm, and the neighbor said our farm was haunted. One neighbor said she saw dark shadows moving around our farm at times. I never believed any of that until one night when Steve and I decided to spend the night in one of our storage sheds. To make a long story short, something walked across the tin roof in the middle of the night, jumped down, and shook the doors violently. We were too scared to get up and turn on the lights. When daylight came, we sprinted to the house and told our story. Only my mother believed it, mostly because she had had some experiences there also. I'll never forget it. Just beware the dark shadows in your neighborhood. Happy Halloween. Thanks, Gary, for sending this one our way. What a chilling way to kick off the show. Here is his original tune and song based on this experience, Bump in the Night.
Not right. Gotta get up, turn on the light. Bump in the night. Hey, what's that sound? Shadows dancing around. Gotta get up, turn on the light. Bump in the What bit of darkness follows me? Should I stay or should I flee? I heard a scratch in the wall, footsteps out in the Gotta get up, turn on the light, up in the night. Is this a haunting after me? Or just a trick left over from Halloween?
Again, that was Bump in the Night by Gary Pitalo. I also want to go ahead and give a disclaimer that I should have given at the top of the show, but I'm going to go ahead and give it now. I'm getting ready to get into our first folklore of the show, and I'm just going to go ahead and do one big disclaimer here. There are talks throughout the show, some of these, of murder, of adultery, of suicide. So just I'm putting that out there, especially if there's maybe little ears in the car. I'm not going to get into any big details about anything, but I don't want to scare anybody. So just keep that in mind, that listener discretion is advised throughout this show today. But again, I'm not going to get into any crazy details of anything. So here is our first one. This is the story of Tom Dooley, which I really hadn't dug into, but I felt like it was only appropriate since Tom Dooley, the song behind Tom Dooley that was made famous by the Kingston Trio, is probably one of the biggest folklore folk songs that came out of this area. So I wanted to tell you the story behind it, and I'm only going to tell you the most well-known story behind it. If you do your own research like I did, you're going to find that there are, like with many of these stories, a million different iterations of it, but this is the most common one. And I'm taking this directly from the North Carolina Arts Council website. I'm reading directly from there, so that's my source if you want to go look at that. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you the story. In 1868, a man named Tom Dooley was hung in Statesville, North Carolina, after being convicted of murdering his lover, Laura Foster, in 1866. The execution was at the end of Tom Dooley's story, though. For generations, rumors, conspiracies, and a hit song, like I just mentioned, have swirled around the crime and its fallout. As the story goes, the young Tom Dooley was romantically involved with a woman named Ann Melton prior to enlisting as a Confederate soldier in 1862. After the Civil War, he returned to Wilkes County and resumed his affair with the now married Ann Melton, while also becoming romantically involved with her cousin, Laura Foster. In the spring of 1866, Laura Foster's body was found in a shallow grave days after she'd been stabbed in the chest. Dooley was arrested in Tennessee and returned to North Carolina for trial. His highly publicized case was tried, convicted, temporarily overturned, and ultimately upheld. However, legend has it that the actual perpetrator of the murder was Dooley's other lover, Ann Melton. The mythology around Tom Dooley's story reached new heights in 1958 when the Kingston Trio recorded and released, to great critical and commercial success, Tom Dooley, a traditional murder ballad about the incident. Now a part of the canon of American folk music, the recording of Tom Dooley that started it all was captured by Frank and Ann Warner, two song collectors who recorded a carpenter named Frank Prophet singing the song in Beach Mountain, North Carolina in 1938. Many have gone on to record and cover the murder ballad, including North Carolina flat-picking legend Doc Watson, who released his version in 1964. In a poignant twist of music and historic lore, Doc Watson's great-grandmother allegedly heard Ann Melton confess to the murder on her deathbed in 1874. Like I said, there's several different iterations of this. Some that say it totally was Tom Dooley that murdered Laura Foster. There's ones that include even more women in the story of affairs that he had. But that is the most common iteration of the story of Tom Dooley. I'm going to take a quick break here. When I get back, I've got plenty more songs to play for you. Also, don't worry, I am going to let you know what Halloween shows you need to be going to this weekend. I'm saving it for the end, but I will have all your Halloween parties put in a nice little list for you towards the end of the show. And also, I got tons more local lore to tell you about, so stay tuned and I'll be right back.
Hey, it's B Squared, the movie guy from Flat Rock Cinema, inviting you to have your ultimate film viewing experience in our unique Bistro Cinema, located in Flat Rock Square, right between Sharewell Coffee and Blue Ruby Kitchen. We feature first-run movies, quality food, and craft beverages. But did you know we also have live music, improv comedy, and host private events? That's right. Flat Rock Cinema is an experience destination right in your backyard. Learn more, purchase tickets, and contact us at flatrockcinema.com.
Come check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glass blowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CDB, top quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
Have you been to the corner at J&M Farms? They now have live music 6 nights a week. J&M Farms is all about bringing people together for fun, laughter, and unforgettable memories. So whether it's the Cornhole League, Music Bingo, or Sip and Paint parties, they have the perfect way to connect with friends, family, and neighbors. Enjoy Sissy's Food Truck with barbecue, burgers, and tasty daily specials. A full bar, 14 beers on tap, wine, and cider. Go for the music, stay for the memories, and leave with a smile. J&M Farms, 3016 Chimney Rock Road, proud sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Hey, Hendersonville, it's Joe from Oklawaha Brewing, right here in beautiful downtown Hendo. In addition to our award-winning beers, we've now got a full bar, and there's always something happening here. From live music nearly every night to trivia on Tuesdays, karaoke, and big shows on the weekends. The Waha Tap Room is always buzzing with energy, and there's a seat waiting for you. We're your community hub, so please drop by and enjoy a pint with some amazing tunes. Did I mention that we now have a full bar? Hope to see you down at Akalawaha. Cheers.
Looking for a unique dining and music experience that's just a short drive down the mountain? Then check out the Purple Onion in historic Saluda. Enjoy the relaxed atmosphere, creative cuisine, and great selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Unwind with local musicians on Thursdays and Saturday evenings. Visit purpleonionsaluda.com for the upcoming music schedule, lunch and dinner hours, and to book a reservation. The Purple Onion in beautiful downtown Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase. Welcome back to the Halloween edition of Local Artist Showcase. The next story I'm going to tell you about goes with our next song, which is called Helen's Bridge by Laura Blackley. And this is based off of probably one of the most haunted spots in Asheville, I would say, or maybe the one with some of the most lore around it, literally known as Helen's Bridge. And I'll go ahead and tell you the legend of Helen. And again, like with the last story, there are so many different versions of the story and what actually happened. And of course, I don't think there's, I couldn't really find like any actual proof that Helen actually did exist. So, you know, that's what makes it a legend, right? But here's Helen's story. Helen's story is the emotional core of the bridge's haunting, centered on her love for her only child. She was a devoted mother living near Zealandia, I think is how you pronounce it, Zealandia Mansion, with her young daughter, cherishing every moment together. The day didn't seem special in any way. It was just an average day when their house caught fire, and Helen could do nothing about it. Helen desperately tried to save her daughter from the fire, but her daughter died a horrible death, and Helen's life was shattered. Helen was set free from her grief when she went back to the bridge and hung herself. From that day forward, Helen's ghost has been seen wandering the bridge, searching for her lost child. Witnesses describe seeing Helen's apparition pacing the bridge, wringing her hands in sorrow, or calling out for her daughter. Some say her presence is strongest on moonlit nights or anniversaries of the tragedy, when her cries echo through the mountain air. Again, tons of different iterations of the story. I've heard ones that are way darker that talk about she maybe did something to her child. There's different versions of the story, but ultimately, the story, I think, pretty much always ends with Helen's death on the bridge, self-inflicted death on the bridge. Some other hauntings that people have claimed to have had happen to them on the bridge include seeing the woman's apparition, like I said. Many experience sudden cold spots, unexplained chills, and an overwhelming sense of sadness while on the bridge. Some have heard disembodied cries, whispers, and the sounds of footsteps echo through the night, especially when the area is quiet. This is the one that always, I think, is the most interesting of all of them. People have reported car trouble as a frequent complaint. Vehicles often refuse to start after visiting, and electronic devices will suddenly fail. Some have also reported viewing Helen's deceased body hanging off the bridge, and others meet her spirit asking, "Have you seen my daughter?" Dark shadows and quick motions are also experienced at the edges of visitors' visions, adding to the area's spooky reputation. This is a spot that is very much known for, especially on like Halloween night, for people to go and visit it and, you know, want to see if they experience anything. They turn off their cars to see if they have any issues restarting them. I will also say with all of these, hopefully this goes without saying, but please be careful if you visit any of these spots. Also, I am going to be talking about some private residents coming up here in a little bit. These are like recorded, documented online hauntings. But if you go and visit it, just be respectful of people, and especially if it's a private residence, and also make sure you are staying safe as well, especially at Helen's Bridge, as that is a road that is used. With that, I'm going to play Laura Blackley's song about this haunting. This is Helen's Bridge.
My friend Billy Joe said she lay her money down. My friend Billy Joe said she'd lay her money down. Can't nothing compare to this despair that I found. 10 bills say I'm gonna sleep at Helen's Bridge tonight.
ten bills say I'm gonna sleep at Helen's Bridge tonight. If I don't die of heartache, I just might die of fright. You know, love ain't often clever most times. Was all she left behind. Miss Helen was a woman, she was so broke down. Helen was a woman, she was so broken down and sad. This mean old world took everything Miss Helen ever had. If you see a woman walking in the moonlight, I don't know, go catch her road. If you see a woman walking in the moonlight, it's a restless ghost of a woman who died with a broken soul. Helen just might come forth if you call her name three times. Helen just might come forth if you call her name three times. She might give you a scare, but she can't rid those demons from your mind. Some people have spaces that they just can't ever fill. Keep your money, Billy Joe, it won't make Helen any less real. You know, love ain't often clever most times. Love ain't even cared. Helen left this earth and the ledger.
Again, that was Helen's Bridge by Laura Blackley. Again, as a reminder, I'm going to be telling you about a ton of Halloween shows that are going on in town. Towards the end of the show, I'm saving it for where I normally do my honorable mention section because I want to make sure I can fit in as many of these local ghost stories as I can. And for this next one, we're going to get hyper local. So I did a little research on Hendersonville ghost stories, and I'm going to tell you, it's interesting. There's not a lot of information online about our local ghost stories. I do know that there are, I believe they're done for the season, or maybe there's one more tonight for the being Halloween night. But there's actually a ghost tour that goes on here in Henderson County just during the month of October. And they probably get into all these ghost stories. They obviously do get into these ghost stories a lot more. But when you look it up online, there isn't a ton of information. So I'd be really curious to go on that ghost tour. I was hoping to make it work this year, and it just, between gigs and stuff, I couldn't. But here are a couple of haunted residents here in town that I was able to find some information on. I again want to reiterate, both of these houses I'm getting ready to talk about are now privately owned homes. People do live in them. So please respect their space and their don't show up at these houses. They are there are people and families that have restored these homes and now live in them. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you about them, and I feel comfortable saying stuff about it because it is online, but I just want to put that disclaimer out there. One of those houses is the Chantelope, or Chantelope. Chantelope is the name of a grand house located in Flat Rock that was built by the Count de Choiseul, I think is how you pronounce it, in the 1930s. By 1840, his wife, son, and two daughters were permanent residents at Chantelope, and he traveled back and forth between Flat Rock and Charleston as his business interests dictated. In 1859, Madame Choiseul died in an accident at the home when she was found dead at the bottom of the steps inside the house. Some say it was an accident, while others suggest that a domestic argument took a tragic turn. The Count left for France shortly after her death and left the house in his daughter's care. She is buried at the St. John's in the Wilderness Church. Madame de Choiseul's favorite area at Chantelope was the gardens. It has been reported that her spirit still visits the gardens from time to time, and she can be seen visiting her favorite plants and flowers. That is one story of a residence in town that is supposedly haunted. Here is another one I'm going to tell you about real quick. This is the Beaumont. Another grand estate near Hendersonville was also built before the Civil War by Andrew Johnstone. He was murdered by bushwhackers toward the end of the Civil War, and there have been stories that there were bloodstains where Johnstone fell on the floor that stayed there for over 100 years. This article that I'm reading this from HendersonvilleBest.com, the author has a personal connection to the story. They said that their father, the author's father, was a caretaker for the man that owned Beaumont in the early 1960s, and there was the big house, Beaumont, and several smaller houses on the property. His father helped move the owner into the big house when he bought the property, and about 2 days after that, he asked the author's father to move him into one of the smaller houses because he was not staying another night in that house because it was, quote, haunted. For the remainder of the author's father's time working for that man, Beaumont was used for storage and the house was never entered after dark. Both these houses, the Chantelope and the Beaumont, have been restored. I believe the Chantelope, maybe the Beaumont as well, were on that the historic house tour that took place back in the late summer. So both have been restored to their former glory and are now private residents today. But those are a couple of hauntings here in Hendersonville because I figured I needed to at least include one or two from right here in Henderson County. I'm going to take another quick break here. And when I get back, I got more ghost stories for you. Later on the show, I'll be telling you about some Halloween shows going on this weekend and, of course, some more great music. Stay tuned in. I'll be right back.
Hey, it's B Squared, the movie guy from Flat Rock Cinema, inviting you to have your ultimate film viewing experience in our unique Bistro Cinema. Located in Flat Rock Square, right between Sharewell Coffee and Blue Ruby Kitchen, we feature first-run movies, quality food, and craft beverages. But did you know we also have live music, improv comedy, and host private events? That's right. Flat Rock Cinema is an experience destination right in your backyard. Learn more, purchase tickets, and contact us at flatrockcinema.com.
Come check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glass blowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CDB, top quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
Have you been to the corner at J&M Farms? They now have live music 6 nights a week. J&M Farms is all about bringing people together for fun, laughter, and unforgettable memories. So whether it's the Cornhole League, Music Bingo, or Sip and Paint parties, they have the perfect way to connect with friends, family, and neighbors. Enjoy Sissy's Food Truck with barbecue, burgers, and tasty daily specials. A full bar, 14 beers on tap, wine, and cider. Go for the music, stay for the memories, and leave with a smile. J&M Farms, 3016 Chimney Rock Road, proud sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Hey, Hendersonville, it's Joe from Ocklawaha Brewing, right here in beautiful downtown Hendo. In addition to our award-winning beers, we've now got a full bar, and there's always something happening here. From live music nearly every night to trivia on Tuesdays, karaoke, and big shows on the weekends. The Waha Tap Room is always buzzing with energy, and there's a seat waiting for you. We're your community hub, so please drop by and enjoy a pint with some amazing tunes. Did I mention that we now have a full bar? Hope to see you down at Ocklawaha. Cheers.
Looking for a unique dining and music experience that's just a short drive down the mountain? Then check out the Purple Onion in historic Saluda. Enjoy the relaxed atmosphere, creative cuisine, and great selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Unwind with local musicians on Thursdays and Saturday evenings. Visit purpleonionsaluda.com for the upcoming music schedule, lunch and dinner hours, and to book a reservation. The Purple Onion in beautiful downtown Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase. Welcome back to the Halloween edition of Local Artist Showcase. For this next segment, I, of course, am going to include a song in it, but I wanted to tell you about two of my favorite places in Asheville because those two places also happen to be very haunted, and that's not why I like them, although it is an added bonus for this ghost story, local lore loving gal. The first of which is the Grove Park. I absolutely love the Grove Park. I've always thought the Grove Park is beautiful. Added bonus, my parents were married there, so special place in our heart for my family. But the Grove Park also happens to be haunted by probably our friendliest ghost that we're going to talk about on today's show. And that ghost is known as the Pink Lady. I'm taking this directly from NorthCarolinaGhosts.com. The Pink Lady is the Grove Park Inn's resident and much-loved phantom. This kindly spirit has been seen and felt in the halls of the inn for nearly 100 years. She is said to be the spirit of a young woman who fell to her death from a balcony on the fifth floor of the inn in the 1920s. She is usually seen in the form of a pink mist or sometimes as a full-fledged apparition of a young woman in a pink ball gown. There are various stories about who this young lady was and how she met her end. Some say that she had come to the inn for a clandestine evening with a married lover and that she threw herself from the balcony when he called an end to their affair. Others say she was a young debutante who accidentally slipped and fell to her death. Whatever her origins, the Pink Lady is agreed to be a good-natured, even a kind spirit. She seems to particularly enjoy the company of children and seems to a little bit more willing to reveal herself to them than adults. She has been seen by the beds of children who have taken ill during their stay at the inn, speaking softly to them and gently stroking their hands. In one famous case, a doctor who had been staying with his family at the Grove Park left a note when he checked out, asking the staff to thank the lady in the pink ball gown and that his children told him how much they enjoyed playing with her during their stay. I don't know about you, I've heard that story a couple times, and it always makes me laugh a little bit because I personally would be a little freaked out if my kids told me that there was a lady in a pink ball gown or anything in general, any person in our hotel room who was doing anything, kind or not. But clearly, apparently this didn't freak him out very much. Maybe it wasn't in their room specifically. Maybe they were like playing in the hall or something. Who knows? Getting back to the story here. The ghost of the Pink Lady is also said to enjoy playing small pranks. She's been blamed for the lights, air conditioners, and other electrical devices turning on and off by themselves. She seems to enjoy rearranging objects in the rooms. It is also said she'll occasionally wake up a sleeping guest with a good tickling on their feet. I would not appreciate that at all, just putting that out there. While she has been seen all around the inn, the spirit seems particularly attached to room 545. According to tradition, it was from the balcony of this room that the young woman fell to her death. The inn's employees are used to the presence of the Pink Lady and treat her as just another part of the tradition of the grand old hotel. So that is the first story of one of my favorite places in Asheville. I'm going to tell you about the other one in a second. But first, I want to play you what still to this day is up there with one of our favorite ones, songs that have been sent into us for Halloween. honestly, and in general. This one cracked Steve and I up whenever we first heard it. So hope you enjoy it as much as we do. And we love all the songs that are sent our way, by the way. We are so lucky. I'm so lucky to have such great music sent to us that I get to listen to every day by local artists. But this one's definitely up there. This is by Johanna, and it's called Uber Mary.
At midnight in October on the 31st, Uber Mary looks for fares to satisfy her thirst. Flight delayed for hours, it was late when we touched down. Called myself an Uber just to take me into town. It was at the stroke of midnight when she came into view, in a jet black Kia Soul that seemed to be brand new. You'll have to sit beside me, she pointed at the seat. I stowed my old backpack in the space beside my feet. But hadn't gone a mile or two when fog blanked out the night. I couldn't see a thing outside, blinded by the light. At midnight in October on the 31st, Uber Mary looks for fares to satisfy a thirst. Oh, they talk of Uber Mary in every craft beer bar. And if you ever see her, don't get into that car. It's the jet black Kia Soul she wrecked on Halloween, with a runaway 18-wheeler that was carrying kerosene. She didn't slow down the car at all, I told her that she should. She turned her face to mine and said it wouldn't do no good. She said she had an appointment and we better not be late. Just this side of Tryon on the old Saluda Gray. At midnight in October on the 31st, Uber Mary looks for fares to satisfy a thirst. They talk of Uber Mary in every craft beer bar. And if you ever see her, don't get into that car. It's the jet black Kia Soul she wrecked on Halloween, with a runaway 18-wheeler that was hauling kerosene. She never saw it coming on the old Saluda Gray. She never got her fare that night. She never did get paid.
Once again, that was Uber Mary by Johanna, which, of course, is a take on, a modern take on Phantom 309 or Large Marge from Pee Wee's Big Adventure. Anything kind of that nature. This is kind of a modern twist on that. And I remember when I first had this one sent in, I was the first one who heard it, and I was just dying laughing. And Mark was in the other room, and he came in, and he had to listen to it. He started dying laughing, and I was so excited to play it for Steve, because at the time Steve was coming in, I was working in the mornings, and he would work in the afternoons. So Steve would come in, and I was so excited to play it for him, and he also fell in love with it. So Joe, if you're listening, that is still, I have such great memories of getting that song from you and love to be able to play it every single year. So thank you again for sharing that one with us. I'm going to go ahead and dive into my last lore or haunting that I'm going to tell you about. Like I said at the top of this break, this is probably my all-time favorite spot in Asheville. People are going to laugh because it's such a tourist spot, but for me, it's just been kind of a place of escape for so long. We've been annual pass holders at the Biltmore Estate for many, many, many years at this point, and it just, to me, is my escape. It's where I go. I spend a lot of my times out there going for long walks. It's, you know, especially as a woman who I love to go outside and go and walk and listen to podcasts or music, but that's not always the safest thing to do outside in like neighborhoods and all of that. But I feel very safe being able to do that at Biltmore. So it really just holds a special spot for me. And it's just a place where we've done a lot of celebrations over the years. And on top of all that, it is also full of several ghost stories. And of course, a lot of history as well. So I'm going to tell you about a couple of the hauntings that have been reported to have happened here. I'm taking this directly from AshevilleTerrors.com. And here is a quote from them, or here's a couple paragraphs from that website. While the estate sees so many visitors every year, there probably is no shortage of ghost stories that can be told about the Biltmore Estate. Many past visitors and even staff members have told stories of hearing a voice whisper the name George repeatedly in the hallways. It is believed that the spirit of Edith Vanderbilt herself is wandering the halls and possibly searching for her husband, who is also believed to be another spirit that is reported to also live in the mansion as well. At night, some people working the grounds have heard sounds of laughter, glasses clicking, and party-like chatter. The only problem is, no one is throwing a party. Most of the visitors had reported seeing spirits going up or down the stairs. Sounds of footsteps had also been heard on multiple occasions. Not to be outdone, there have been reports of strange smells, cold spots, and eerie feelings when visitors would go up or down the stairs. To add to the strange factor, there are a number of headless mannequins that are stored in one of the 200 rooms of the house. The mannequins were dressed in period clothing, dated specifically back to the early 20th century. As for George Washington Vanderbilt himself, his spirit could be seen all over the place. But if you were hunting for the apparition of George and seem to be running out of options, he's probably in his beloved study, surrounded by his library of books. Whether the Vanderbilts had owned pets or not is unknown. I take a little issue with this sentence from this website because there's a whole restaurant on property and they talk a lot about Cedric, which was I think he was a Burmese mountain dog that they say was owned by the Vanderbilts. So I'm not really quite sure why they're saying that here because I'm fairly certain that is confirmed. I'd be a little surprised if they named a restaurant and everything after him if it wasn't. But all that to say, it's not a dog that people have seen on property. Some have reported seeing a headless orange cat, which is very oddly specific, roaming the garden area. Just another one of the many creepy and downright scary things that you might see if you ever get the chance to tour the Vanderbilt Estate. As mentioned before, another haunted spot is also on the property. The old forestry compound that was once the Biltmore Forestry School was the site of a prostitute's murder. The spirit of the woman, along with a few others who were executed by hanging inside the old building, is said to be haunting the halls of the old compound. However, they have never been sighted anywhere beyond that part of the property. If you're looking for a two for the price of one special for ghost hunting and paranormal activity, this is the one you might want to check out. That is... Again, those were some of the hauntings of the Biltmore Estate. I had never heard that last one there about the prostitutes, but I definitely had heard the one about the headless orange cat and the sounds of parties coming from, especially the big banquet hall. I kind of love that idea. I love, you know, a lot of times when we think of hauntings, we think of something really bad happened somewhere, and now that space is holding kind of a negative energy. I love the idea of it going the other direction, where there are rooms in that house that held a lot of positive energy and parties and excitement, and that energy is still haunting the area or the building. But if you've been to the Biltmore House, you know as well as I do that it is so large and so turn of the century feeling that it kind of is the perfect place for some of these hauntings to take place. One other one that I've heard about that was not mentioned in that article, which who knows whether this is true or not, I personally find it to be the creepiest room of the house, is the pool in the basement. People have heard, or I've heard stories of people saying that they heard splashing in there and seen other things. So that's another room that I've seen and read stuff about that is reportedly haunted. That about finishes up our local lore. I do have a personal story to tell you about that happened right here in the station that I'll tell you about at the very end of the show. But next break, I'm going to tell you, as promised, about some shows that are going on here in town so that you can get your Halloween fix this weekend and your live music fix. So that's coming up here in just a few minutes. I've got one more song to share with you that is actually covered by yours truly to finish out the show. And my personal ghost story. So stay tuned in. We got one more break coming up here after this break. Looking for a unique dining and music experience that's just a short drive down the mountain? Then check out the Purple Onion in historic Saluda. Enjoy the relaxed atmosphere, creative cuisine, and great selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Unwind with local musicians on Thursdays and Saturday evenings. Visit purpleonionsaluda.com for the upcoming music schedule, lunch and dinner hours, and to book a reservation. The Purple Onion in beautiful downtown Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Hey, Andersonville, it's Joe from Ocklawaha Brewing, right here in beautiful downtown Hendo. In addition to our award-winning beers, we've now got a full bar, and there's always something happening here. From live music nearly every night to trivia on Tuesdays, karaoke, and big shows on the weekends. The Waha Tap Room is always buzzing with energy, and there's a seat waiting for you. We're your community hub, so please drop by and enjoy a pint with some amazing tunes. Did I mention that we now have a full bar? Hope to see you down at Ocklawaha. Cheers.
Hey, it's B Squared, the movie guy from Flat Rock Cinema, inviting you to have your ultimate film viewing experience in our unique Bistro Cinema. Located in Flat Rock Square, right between Sharewell Coffee and Blue Ruby Kitchen, we feature first-run movies, quality food, and craft beverages. But did you know we also have live music, improv comedy, and host private events? That's right. Flat Rock Cinema is an experience destination right in your backyard. Learn more, purchase tickets, and contact us at flatrockcinema.com.
Have you been to the corner at J&M Farms? They now have live music 6 nights a week. J&M Farms is all about bringing people together for fun, laughter, and unforgettable memories. So whether it's the Cornhole League, Music Bingo, or Sip and Paint parties, they have the perfect way to connect with friends, family, and neighbors. Enjoy Sissy's Food Truck with barbecue, burgers, and tasty daily specials. A full bar, 14 beers on tap, wine, and cider. Go for the music, stay for the memories, and leave with a smile. J&M Farms, 3016 Chimney Rock Road, proud sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Come check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glassblowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CDB, top-quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
Welcome back to Local Artist Showcase. I, as promised, am now going to tell you all of the shows that are going on tonight, Friday, Halloween night, so that you can get your live music fix and know exactly where you need to go to show off your costumes. There are a ton of Halloween shows going on tonight at all the breweries and vineyards and all of that. So here is your full list. And I would highly recommend, if you need any of this read to you again, you can go to WTZQ.com and click on programs, click on Look Our Showcase, and you can scroll. There's a link there that'll have the show. It'll already be up by the time you're listening to this. And just go to the three quarters mark and you'll be able to hear all this again. So today, Friday the 31st, that's when all these shows are taking place. I've got a couple for tomorrow too, but we've got at Appalachian Mountain Brewery tonight, Industrial Coffee Pot. They're an experimental jazz group. They're playing from 6 to 9. Auction House Food Hall has J. Eldon Humphreys from 6 to 9. Bold Rock Hard Cider has a Halloween party featuring local gossip party band and their laser light show, plus a costume contest going on from 6 till 10. Over at Burnt Shirt Vineyards, the Johnny Blackwell Band from 5 to 8. Dry Falls Brewing has Tracy Davis from 7 to 10. The Dugout Sports Bar and Tap House has No Way Out. They're a 90s rock band. They'll be there from 8 to midnight. J&M Farms, one of our awesome sponsors, has Scaryoke and a Halloween costume party going on from 6 to 10 tonight. Mills River Brewing has Flashback Band Halloween Night with big Lord of the Rings finale, whatever that means, from 6:30 to 9:30. Flashback is an 80s cover band. Mud Puppies also has a Halloween party with live band karaoke hosted by DJ Patrick Lopez and The Mix. They also will have a costume contest and cash prizes. That's from 8 to 11 tonight. Oklawaha Brewing, another awesome sponsor of ours, they've got their Halloween party featuring Blake Elledge and the Big Throwback from 8 to 11. Orchard Bar and Grill, that's a name I haven't seen in a little while, so glad to see them back on the list. They've got Halloween Rock and Roll Party with Crimson Moon starting at 9 p.m. Packer's Place has a Halloween party night with the Semantics? There's no N, so I think it's maybe Semantics from 6 to 9 p.m. Southern Appalachian Brewery has a Hendersonville Pride Halloween party with Music Bingo from Sam Henry from 7 to 9. Trailside Brewing has a Halloween party with music by the Steve Weems Band and the Ghouls from 6 to 9 p.m. And Wine Down on Main, that's down in Brevard, has the McConnell Guest Duo starting at 6 p.m. And if you didn't get enough of Halloween, on Saturday, Justice Orchard Tap Room will have Halloween at the Orchard, the Encore Bash. They have all-day fun starting from 10:30 a.m. going until 8 p.m., including live music from Dennis Coleman and friends, roughly 3 to 6 p.m. Like I said, lots going on this weekend. If you need any of that, again, remember you can go to WTZQ.com to re-listen to the show and be able to hear all of those again. Coming up next here, this is a cover that I did on the Halloween show a couple of years ago that I'm going to play for you again. This is called No Body, No Crime by Taylor Swift.
Hello, and thank you for streaming Local Artist Showcase here on WTZQ.com. Unfortunately, we cannot post any covers on our website due to licensing restrictions, so we will now be skipping ahead to the next section. If you'd like to hear future Local Artist Showcases in their entirety, remember you can always hear the full show when it airs live every Friday evening at 5 or Saturday at noon. Thanks again for tuning in. Now, on to the next segment.
Finishing out the show here, that was a song I recorded for our very first Halloween show that Steve and I did together. That's called No Body, No Crime. It's a song by Taylor Swift. I thought it would be fun to add in a cover for today's show. I do a couple of songs like these that are sort of murder ballady in my show, and that one's one of my favorites in terms of that genre that I do. So I hope you enjoyed my cover of that. I wanted to include at least one cover in today's show. I wanted to share my own personal ghost experience with you. This is the closest thing I have to a ghost experience. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I love local lore. I love ghost stories. That being said, I wouldn't consider myself somebody who quote unquote believes in ghosts, but this is the closest thing to a experience that I've had that I can't explain that is kind of weird that happened. And it happened actually right here at the studio this past Elvis Day. I was sitting here in my normal spot, and I got a call at the very beginning of my show for Elvis Day, and I was taking requests, and I got a call, and the song Old Shep was requested, which if you're familiar with that song, it's a very slow song, kind of pretty sad song too, about a boy and his dog. And I was hesitant to do that request because I was trying to keep everything upbeat during the show, and I knew it was kind of a long and sad song. And the person I was talking to said, you know, you don't feel like you have to. I get it. You don't feel like you have to play it. I love hearing that one on this day because Mr. Frank used to play that song all the time. I wasn't familiar with Mr. Frank. I had never heard anybody here talk about a Mr. Frank before, so I just assumed maybe that was a DJ from quite a while ago, or maybe a very short-lived employee here at WTZQ. So I didn't really push it from there, but I was just like, oh, all right, well, we'll see. And so ultimately I decided I'm going to go ahead and just play it. It's Elvis Day. Like, there's no other day that I would necessarily play the song during the show. So why not? I'll go ahead and add a disclaimer here at the beginning and we'll go ahead and play it. So I go and to play the song. And the second that my finger hits the space bar, which is how we start music, start the next song, I glance up and I will go ahead and full disclosure, there was a storm that was happening here at the station. So that has been what ultimately I have blamed for this. But I glance up and there's a light. There's a little lamp that sits right next to our front door. And it's a pretty bright lamp as far as lamps go. And I glanced up at it because I noticed that it had dimmed significantly. No other lights dimmed, including the ones in the actual room that I was in. None of the other, we've got multiple other lamps that stay on in the living waiting room area. None of them did anything. And this one lamp that is perfectly in my eyesight dimmed basically to the point where I almost turned off and stayed like that for a few seconds and then slowly lit back up to where it was before. It didn't flicker. It just simply dimmed. Stayed like that for a couple seconds and then slowly went back to its full brightness, which I thought was really weird. And so I made a joke when the song finished. I made a joke because the song Old Shep is ultimately the dog passes away in the end of the song. But I made a joke about Old Shep haunting me. Well, then I get another call from the same person who requested the song. And he told me, that was Mr. Frank. And I said, what? And he goes, that was Mr. Frank. Mr. Frank passed away. That was probably his way of reaching out to you. And I got full body chills because I didn't know Mr. Frank, and I certainly did not know Mr. Frank had passed. So that wasn't even something that was in my head before playing that song. And I texted Mark and said, who is Mr. Frank? And I told him what happened, and he said, Mr. Frank, or as you would know him, and many people know him as Hollywood, that's who that was. And it does not surprise me at all that he would have reached out in that way. That is a very Hollywood thing to have done. So, again, I don't claim to be somebody who believes necessarily in ghosts or, you know, anything really of that nature. That being said, that is my closest thing to a ghost story and ghost experience that I can share with you. I've got one other story of something that happened to me that is also an unexplained thing that I'll save maybe for next week's show, because that is my Steve DeRose show, which I'm going to tell you about in just a minute. But hope you enjoyed today's show. Hope you enjoyed that story. And I hope you enjoyed all the local lore that I shared with you today. I have a lot of fun doing the show, and I had so much fun doing this with Steve a couple years ago. So I hope wherever he is now that he, I don't know, I like to think that he could hear this show somehow or know that this is happening, because I wish more than anything he was here with me today to be able to do the show with me. So this show is in honor of Steve, and next week's show is also going to be in honor of Steve. I am taking some time off next week, but I still wanted to have a local art showcase for you guys. So next week's show is going to be a little different. It's going to be all of Steve's tunes, because it's crazy to even think this, but Steve's death anniversary is coming up here in just under 2 weeks, which is crazy to believe. So next week I'll have Josh Duncan on the show with me to talk about a show he's doing, also somewhat in memory of Steve, on the day of his passing. And so I'll have him joining me on the show. He also, it seemed only fitting because he joined me for the first show after Steve passed almost a year ago. So I'm glad to have him back with me. He was one of Steve's closest friends and his musical partner. So he'll be on the show with me next week. and we'll be playing some songs of Steve's. With that, I'm going to finish things out here. Thanks again to our awesome sponsors, Octopus Garden Smoke Shops, Oklawaha Brewing Company, J&M Farms, Flat Rock Cinema, home of the Magnolia Concert Series, and the Purple Onion in Saluda. Again, listen to the show every Friday at 5 or Saturday at noon when it re-airs. You can also stream it online at WTZQ.com. And if you are an artist or a venue, give me a shout. Send an email to 1600@WTZQ.com. Let me know what live music you have coming up. Artists, make sure you also include MP3 or WAV files of your music. And let me know if you've got a single release, album release, anything of a particular note to share with me. Make sure you include that in the email. I hope you have a great Halloween. Have a safe Halloween. I hope you enjoyed these local lore stories. I'm always curious to learn more about local lore, so if you like today's show and you've got a story, a ghostly story, shoot me a message through the app or send me an email at 1600@WTZQ.com. I'd love to hear your ghost stories as well. And with that, I will leave you to a happy Halloween weekend, and I will see you next week. Happy Halloween. Stay tuned and listen local.